Who is involved? Regional Hazard Mitigation Council meeting. This was the first regional meeting that was held in person in the summer of 2021. Masks were optional for vaccinated individuals. Regional meeting. IIKIPDA intern, Anaga Gore, presents her flood analysis to the Regional Hazard Mitigation Council. Regional meeting. KIPDA intern, Siana Sorrentino, presents her preliminary findings on energy resiliency measures in critical facilities. Bullitt County Hazard Mitigation Meeting. KIPDA staff member, Olivia Rancine, meets with the Bullitt County Judge Executive's Office to discuss hazard mitigation issues on roadways. Previous next, who is involved in KIPDA hazard mitigation planning? To ensure success for this hazard mitigation process, KIPDA staff brought together elected officials, public works staff, planning and zoning employees, county and city engineers, water and wastewater operators, conservation groups, and additional stakeholders to discuss mitigation opportunities in their communities. Planning team, KIPDA planning team. The planning team for the 2021 update was primarily comprised of two KIPDA staff members, Olivia Rancine, community development planner, and Anne-Marie Sacra, GIS specialist. Ms. Rancine led plan development, held meetings, and created the hazard mitigation website and content. Ms. Sacra led data collection and map development. KIPDA HEMP graduate interns, Anaga Gore and Siana Sorrentino, Indiana University graduate students, served as interns on the 2021 plan. Ms. Gore and Ms. Sorrentino worked remotely on two major hazard mitigation issues, flood mitigation and energy resilience. Ms. Gore created a flood policy analysis for the plan. This analysis includes an inventory of flood-related language from comprehensive plans and zoning codes in the KIPDA region and recommendations for flood mitigation. Ms. Sorrentino researched energy resilience and preparedness in order to inform KIPDA HMP's mitigation actions. Both are featured in the region meeting three photos above. Hazard mitigation planning partners. KIPDA invited 80-plus hazard mitigation planning partners to participate in the 2021 HMP update process. To solicit participation from these partners, KIPDA presented at meetings, requested information, and emailed and called partners. To view planning partners by category, use the accordion below. Please note that just because a partner was invited does not mean that the entity participated. Those who participated are bolded. Cities. All of KIPDA's cities were invited to participate in the planning process. Conservation districts and environmental commissions. Bullitt County Soil and Water Conservation District, Oldham County Soil and Water Conservation District, Shelby County Soil and Water Conservation District, Pee-wee Valley Environmental Commission, Taylorsville Levee Commission, Engineering, Public Works, and Road Departments, Bullitt County Road Department, City of Campbellsburg Public Works, City of LaGrange Public Works, City of Shelbyville Public Works, City of Shepherdsville Engineers Office, City of Mount Washington Engineers Office, Henry County Planning and Zoning, Oldham County Engineers Office, Oldham County Road Department, Shelby County Road Department, Spencer County Road Department, Trimble County Road Department, Emergency Management Services, Bedford Emergency Services, Bullitt County Emergency Management, City of LaGrange Police Department, City of Milton Fire and Rescue, City of Simpsonville Police Department, Henry County Emergency Management, Oldham County Emergency Management, Oldham County Emergency Services, South Oldham Fire Department, Shelby County Emergency Management, Trimble County Emergency Management, Fiscal Courts, Bullitt County Fiscal Court, Henry County Fiscal Court, Oldham County Fiscal Court, Shelby County Fiscal Court, Spencer County Fiscal Court, Trimble County Fiscal Court, Gas and Electric Utilities. Gas and electric utilities were invited to participate in KIPDA's energy resilience assessment, which will be added to the 2021 plan in December 2021. Atmos Energy, Bluegrass Energy, Frankfurt Electric and Water Plant, Louisville Gas and Electric, Salt River Electric Cooperative, Shelby Energy Planning and Zoning, Bullitt County Planning and Zoning, Henry County Planning and Zoning, Oldham County Planning and Zoning, Shepherdsville Planning and Development, Spencer County Planning and Zoning, Trimble County Planning and Zoning, SSS Planning Commission, other entities, American Red Cross, Kentucky Region, Curry's Fork Watershed Group, Kentucky Department of Corrections, Kentucky Emergency Management, Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet, River Basin Coordination, Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet, Dam Safety Division, Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet, Office of Energy Policy, Kentucky Waterways Alliance, Kentucky Geological Survey, Louisville Metro Planning and Design Services, Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, Sustainable Streams, S Army Corps of Engineers, University of Kentucky Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, Water and Wastewater Utilities. Please note that some cities provide water and/or wastewater service to their constituents. Carrollton Utilities, City of Bedford, City of Eminence, City of Lebanon Junction, City of Newcastle, City of Milton, City of Mount Washington, City of Pleasureville, City of Simpsonville, City of Taylorsville, Henry County Water District, KIPP DA Regional Water Management Council, Oldham County Water District, LaGrange Utilities, Louisville Metropolitan Sewer District, North Nelson, Shelbyville Water and Sewer, Trimble County Water District, US-60, North Shelby, West Shelby District. Public Outreach. The COVID-19 pandemic made public outreach particularly difficult, however, KIPDA staff responded with creative strategies to bolster public involvement. Website and survey. KIPDA launched a website https://kipdahazardmitigation.org in October 2020 to serve as the primary source of information and updates about the planning process. The website included information about hazards, public outreach survey, meeting schedules, and a mitigation feedback mapping application. KIPDA staff advertised this website and the public outreach survey in the KIPDA newsletter, website, Facebook page, Instagram account, and Twitter page. KIPDA also requested that fiscal courts post the survey and the website URL on each county's website and social media pages. Finally, KIPDA staff advertised the website and survey at each county and city meeting, either in person or virtual, they attended. KIPDA received over 60 responses from the public survey. Meetings. KIPDA staff presented at over 40 public meetings, including city council meetings, fiscal court meetings, environmental commission meetings, soil and water district meetings, local emergency planning commission meetings, county water management council meetings, and more. These meetings took place online or in person. During these meetings, KIPDA staff highlighted how the public could provide feedback through the website and gave staff contact information. To view public outreach materials and survey responses, use the button below. Please note that any personal information has been removed from survey responses. Public outreach materials.